Unit 3. Necessity is the mother of invention. Pages 76 to 77.
Simple but useful. Part 1. Buttons. Over 3,000 years ago, people used belts and pins to fasten their clothing, not buttons. Buttons were used just to decorate clothing. In Europe, from the 1200s through the 1600s, buttons were status symbols for the rich. They were made from jewels and precious metals like gold and silver. Kings put as many buttons as possible on their clothing to impress people and to show that they were richer, more important, and more powerful than other kings. In the 1700s, it became more common to use buttons to fasten coats, shirts, and even shoes. In the 1800s, factories began producing buttons by the millions. Today, buttons are no longer a status symbol. The only time we think of buttons is when we lose one from our favorite shirt. Bonus factoids. King Louis XIV, 1638 to 1715 of France, spent over $5 million on buttons while he was king. In the 16th and 17th centuries, buttons were so valuable that it was dangerous to steal them. You could be sent to prison or even put to death for stealing buttons. During the American Civil War, 1861 to 1865, two-piece metal buttons were taken apart and used by spies to carry secret messages. Forks. People got along just fine without forks for thousands of years. Knives and spoons were sometimes used for eating in ancient times, but forks weren't used until much later. Forks were only used for cooking, not for eating. People used long forks to take meat out of the fire. When forks for eating first appeared in Europe in the 1200s, they weren't very popular. It was the custom to eat most foods with your hands, and people thought that eating with a fork was snobbish. In the 1600s, the Italians began to eat with forks. Knives and spoons weren't suitable for eating spaghetti. In the 18th century, forks finally became the fashion, with special forks for different foods. Bonus factoids. In the 11th century, a princess in Venice was criticized for using a fork at the dinner table. She died of the plague 2 months later. Many people believed that it was a punishment for being too proud to eat with her hands. As late as 1897, British sailors were still eating without forks because they considered them to be unmanly. Today, there are over 13 different kinds of forks for eating. Each one is meant for a different food. Part 2. Toothbrushes. The first toothbrushes we know of are about 5,000 years old. They were small sticks. One end of the stick was pounded or chewed to make a kind of primitive brush. Examples of these were found in the Egyptian pyramids. In the late 1300s or early 1400s, the Chinese attached bristles, short, thick animal hairs, to a bamboo stick, creating a toothbrush similar to the one we use today. In the 20th century, plastic and nylon replaced the bamboo stick and animal hairs. Although this small item doesn't seem significant, you wouldn't have such a nice smile without it. Bonus factoids. The average toothbrush has 2,500 bristles. The Chinese used hair from wild boars to make the bristles for their toothbrushes. Toothbrushes with boar bristles were used until the early 20th century. Toothbrushes have become an environmental problem. Americans, for example, throw away about 25,000 tons of toothbrushes every year. Many companies now make toothbrushes from a special plastic that can be recycled. Glue. No one knows exactly when glue was first used, but we know it was over 6,000 years ago. The ancient Greeks used it to fix pottery and make furniture. They made glue from things like egg whites, blood, bones, milk, cheese, vegetables, and grains. The Egyptians used glue to make furniture and fix papyrus scrolls. In the middle of the 20th century, Dr. Harry Coover accidentally invented a new kind of strong glue made from chemicals. His superglue is thought to be one of the most important inventions of the 20th century. Bonus factoids. Superglue is so strong that it can lift up a car and hold it in the air for a few seconds. In 1960, a German company invented a glue stick. This form of glue is found in offices and schools all over the world. There is a special form of Dr. Coover's glue in a spray can. It was used to stop the bleeding when soldiers were injured during the Vietnam War.